T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When, you know, once a week, we've been fortunate to have the former ambassador to Europe, who just happens to be the former governor of Virginia, Jim Gilmore, on with us. And I'm reminded, Governor Gilmore, when you come on, we always talk about foreign policy issues, that you were the attorney general of Virginia and the Commonwealth's attorney in Henrico County early in your political career. And so if you don't mind, can I ask you for your reaction to the raid at Mar-a-Lago and to the deposition of President Trump yesterday? We've got limited information to base our analysis on, I guess, but do you have a reaction to those two things that are happening now? And good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Listen, I don't know anything very much about the New York case, and he and his lawyer will have to decide how they want to handle a case like that. But the one, the Florida case where the search was done, John, I've just got a sense of disquiet about it. I think that this argument that, well, nobody's above the law, it's, of course, literally true. If they've got a crime that they feel like they want to pursue, they get to pursue it against Donald Trump. But I think that it needs to be understood that this is different. This is an action against a man that got 75 million votes from Americans. It's been extremely high profile, everything that's gone on in the last 5 years. The background has been laid to pursue the guy, to attack the guy. And the country is somewhat unsettled. And I think that it's irresponsible, frankly, to conduct a search like that that's going to get in the newspapers. It's going to be high profile. It's going to be understood as such. And it just continues to further shake the confidence of Americans in their own country. Yeah, I think that has to be carefully thought about. I recognize that Senator Kaine said, well, nobody's above the law and everybody's got to be treated equally. Well, yeah, as far as a search for evidence and so on like that. But, you know, sense of perspective, this is a documents case. This is something where lawyers usually work this thing out. They were working it out. Apparently there was discussions going on. There was negotiations going on under the rules and under the law. Now, I remind you that when Nixon was attacked, Gerald Ford basically said, look, I'm going to do a pardon. I'm not going to be dragging the American people through all this stuff. We're going to move on to something else. Well, you know, now what we've really seen is the Biden administration has decided to drag the American people back through this again in a very obvious and open way. Listen, John, you can't even in Virginia investigate an elected official without a special permission, either from the attorney general, the governor, or a grand jury. Now, while you could technically do that with Trump, it is a recognition of the seriousness of that kind of indictment and that kind of pursuit. You can do it, but under the law, it is true, we're all equal. But I think there has to be a sensitivity to the public policy aspects of something like this that I think they're unaware of. Furthermore, they also said that President Biden didn't know anything about it. If I was president, I'd want to know about it. I don't believe that I would allow, or at least to allow my administration to conduct a high-profile situation like this and a search like this that's going to get in the newspapers without knowing about it. And I think that's very, very strange that your administration would take a high-profile, high-action the president not know about it. I think
he's trying to act like he's a, you know, he doesn't want to meddle in it. I think that's very questionable policy wise, and his veracity's on the line too. And that's part of the problem here, you know, Governor, is I hate to say this, but I don't necessarily accept at face value what the U.S. Department of Justice, or I'm sorry to say, the FBI, tells me anymore. I mean, we know now that they lied about the FISA warrants early on when they were investigating President Trump. The Steele dossier was totally fabricated. I mean, really, if I were Tim Kaine, I would have taken a walk yesterday instead of commenting about this. Did he say this to his running mate, Hillary Clinton, when he was running for vice president with her? I mean, it's an obvious problem for him, I would think.
Well, what's hanging over all of us on the entire political structure of America today is the sense of the double standard.
Yeah.
A sense that there's one standard for Democrats and another for Republicans, one for liberals and another for conservatives. And there's a sense of that. This just feeds that. If you're not going to pursue either Hunter Biden or Hillary Clinton on trivial matters or relatively trivial matters, then you shouldn't be dragging the former president out for relatively trivial matters. Look, when I was Commonwealth's attorney, we took it extremely seriously if we ever looked at a public official or a former public official, because we knew the public policy, high policy, public implications of doing something like that. And they seem to be completely unaware of that in this case. So, you know, you have to think about it in two ways. Number one, is there a case going on where they've got to get evidence? Is this the only way that they can do it? And number two, the impact that it has on the political and public policy and the people of the United States. And on the second part, they seem to be completely unaware. This should have been worked out. This should not have been gotten into the newspapers in this way, because it seems to be an attack, political attack. That's bad.
Yeah, I think it seems to be, because honestly, I think that's what it is. Can I also ask you, switching over to foreign policy, and I know you always want to touch on and update Russia-Ukraine, but there was a story yesterday about alleged assassination plots being organized by Iran in the United States against Mike Pompeo, against Ambassador Bolton. What'd you track on this? What was your take on that?
Well, I don't discount it. I think that there's a revenge at work because of the assassination of Suleiman that was conducted by the United States, and so I would expect there to be some kind of retribution attempted. But I think that the larger point I think I would make for your listening audience is that we need to be aware of the gravity of the situation we're in internationally. That is Iran. That's a third wheel on this car. We're talking about China and Taiwan. We're talking about Russia, which is in an ongoing literal war that's displacing and murdering millions, that's going on in the center of Europe right now. This is a very dangerous international situation. I've been saying that for weeks. I've been saying it for months. We need to understand that if we don't get control of this Ukraine situation and win this war against the Russians and demonstrate that they can't do what they're doing, then you're going to trigger something in Taiwan, and then you may trigger something in the Middle East, particularly if the Iranians get a nuclear weapon. So that's something I think that the Saudis and the Israelis won't tolerate. And there's more than that, John. The Balkans are about to blow again, and this is a very, very serious worldwide situation. So the Ukraine thing has to be taken seriously. We have to continue to send the weapons. We have to begin to disengage our economy from the Chinese and the Russians completely. We shouldn't be trading with people that are then taking our trade money and turning and weaponizing it against us. Yeah. So there's a lot to be done here. One thing we should not do is force the Ukrainians into a surrender through negotiation, a surrender of territory, because that just rewards aggression, and then we'll have a lot more aggression. So there's a lot to be done, and I'm going to publish an article on this.
Oh, well, I'll have to look for that. Do you think that the Secretary of State, the current Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, is going wobbly and beginning to contemplate a way to negotiate a ceasefire or a conclusion that gives up territory to Russia?
Well, I haven't heard it in the last couple of weeks, but Henry Kissinger threw that out several weeks ago, and he was wrong about this. He was absolutely wrong about this. And Zelensky, of course, contradicted him immediately. Mm-hmm. You cannot give the Russians the benefit of their criminal aggression. If you do that, you'll get more criminal aggression. And I've already tried to say to your listeners right now that we're on a hair trigger here, worldwide. You know, this may not be, Americans may be distracted right now from Mar-a-Lago, from inflation, from high prices, from everything else that's going on in the country today, the southern border. But Americans have got to, we're just in a position, we're the world leaders. You got to think about more than one thing at a time. And you cannot ignore this international danger.
Before we go, and I am running out of time, but what did you think of the Ukrainian president talking to China about money to rebuild? Was that surprising to you?
Anything that they can do to rebuild when this is over with, but it's not over. The Russians are still blowing things up. Of course, on the other hand, the Ukrainians are holding their own in a lot of ways. They just blew up a base in Crimea, which I think we all like. But, I think at the end of the day, the Russians have got to be accountable for their wrongdoing. At the end of the day, this is going to have to be Russian money that rebuilds Ukraine, not American money and probably not Chinese money. But President Zelensky is going to do what he can do to take care of his public, to take care of his people who are scattered all over Europe and are dying by the hundreds every day over there because of the Russian criminal activity. So, you know, the president's got to do what he's got to do. But the main thing to do at this point is to get the Russian money in there after these conflicts have settled down. But we're not there yet. The war's still raging right now.
And we will keep talking to you. I appreciate it. If you get an unknown number on your cell phone from South America, it's me begging for some help. I think I'll be okay.
Well, have a good trip in South America. I did a trade mission down there when I was governor, and it's really a revelation about all the development and people and everything that's down there in South America. It's quite an insight, so I will enjoy the benefit of your thinking when you get back.
I'm very excited about it. I'll tell you tomorrow where I'm going to be. Thank you, Governor. Appreciate it. Former ambassador to Europe, Governor of Virginia, Jim Gilmore. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.